listener production.
Hey, it's Madeleine Larson here with a news briefing. South Australian drug trafficker Dominic Perry has been found guilty of the 1994 bombing, which killed a WA police officer. Perry sent the parcel bomb to Adelaide's National Crime Authority office in revenge over an investigation into his family's drug business. SA Police Commissioner Grant Stevens says it follows unrelenting efforts from investigators across Australia.
I'm relieved for the family that we've got a result that they were obviously hoping for, and I'm also hopeful that this result gives the family some ability to move forward. You never get over something like this, and we can't even begin to imagine the impact that this has had on the families of Jeff Bowen and Peter Wallace over the last 28 years.
The energy operator has released a 30-year roadmap showing what needs to be done to keep the lights on. AEMO has found $12 billion in upgrades of new transmission lines are needed on the East Coast and should begin as urgently as possible. A shocking new report into ambulance ramping has found 70 deaths in Victoria may have been preventable. Delays in hospital car parks due to bed shortages may have been linked to the loss of lives in dozens of chest pain patients in 2018 alone. It shows ambulance ramping times were an issue years before COVID. And another major step towards reducing our carbon emissions, seaweed is now being used to feed Aussie cows, tipped to cut methane emissions by about 80%.
Listener.